We are going to read selected excerpt from our sources about faith above reason. We are in excerpt number 14. You can ask questions on the website. So, number 14 from Shamati 42. What does the acronym Elul mean in the work? When a person comes to a state where it has no support, one's state becomes black, which is the lowest quality in the upper world, and that becomes the keter to the lower one, as the Kli of Keter is the vessel of bestowal. The lowest quality in the upper one is Malchut, which has nothing of its own, meaning that she does not have anything. Only in this matter it is called Malchut. It means that if one takes upon himself the kingdom of heaven, which is in a state of not having anything, gladly afterwards it becomes Keter, which is a vessel of bestowal. We'll read it again. Number 14. When one comes to a state where one has no support, one's state becomes black, which is the lowest quality in the upper world, and that becomes the keter to the lower one, as the kli of keter is a vessel of bestowal. The lowest quality in the upper one is malchut, which has nothing of its own, meaning she does not have anything. Only in this manner it is called Malchut. It means that if one takes upon himself the kingdom of heaven, which is in a state of not having anything, gladly afterwards it becomes Keter, which is a vessel of bestowal.
Meaning, if a person comes to a state where he's lost, he's got nothing, nothing to count on, nothing to hold on to, nothing to trust, nothing. If he's ready to be in such a state, then he's like a baby inside his mother's womb, an embryo. Whatever the upper does, he can do. If he's ready for such a thing, then he's inside the Malchut of the upper one. And if he continues, it becomes a Keter to his lower Partsuf. That's how it is. Look what he writes. When one comes to a state where one has no support, one's state becomes black. He's got nothing to hold on to, no confidence, no understanding, no feeling, nothing. Which is the lowest quality in the upper world. This is called the illumination of the Malchut. You can write that. You can remember it. When a person feels darkness, there's nothing at all, totally pitch black, this is called the illumination of the Malchut. If he is in that state, that becomes the Keter to the lower one. Malchut of the upper one later becomes the Keter of the lower one. If he accepts it reluctantly, as long as I will be under the control of the upper one, by saying, I am under the control of the upper one, I don't care if it's darkness, if it's insecurity, lack of understanding, lack of feeling, everything. I don't even know how I exist. Then that becomes the Keter to the lower one, the lower state. As the Kli of Keter is a vessel of bestowal, since the lowest quality in the upper one is Malchut, which has nothing of its own, and only in this way it is called Malchut. There is nothing. meaning that if he takes upon himself the kingdom of heaven, the malchut of the upper one, which is in a state of not having anything, and he accepts it gladly, afterwards it becomes keter, which is a vessel of bestowal on his degree.
Is it clear, or should I repeat it again? Michael, what?
It's not clear, this combination between Malchut of the Upper One that feels darkness.
The Upper takes man into his Malchut, elevates him to his Malchut, showing him the illumination of the Malchut, that everything's darkness. There's nothing safe, you don't see any future. You're simply in space, truly lost. And if a person accepts this and says, I don't care, I'm in the upper and what happens, happens. The main thing is that I'm in him. Then, that Malchut becomes the Keter to the lower, to the Adam. And this is how he begins his Potsuf.
How does it feel, Malchut of the Upper One? It reaches a degree. Isn't he supposed to overcome? If the Creator brought him to Malchut of the Upper One, why does it come back?
No, it doesn't go back.
So why is it Keter of the Lower One?
It's the beginning of his Potsuf. He receives, accepts the Malchut of the Upper gladly because he belongs to the Upper, meaning no matter what happens, the main thing is that he is a part of the Upper. And if he accepts the rule of the Upper gladly, out of that becomes Keto. Don't follow your graphics the way you depict it. Follow the meaning that previously I was annulled toward the upper. I annulled myself toward the upper. It is also work that the upper does on me. And from that, I reach a state where by that, I make a keto for myself. I have a keto now. I now begin my own b'china. I start revealing my soul. Instead of despair, helplessness, complete disorientation that I felt in the upper, when I later accepted it gladly because I'm in the upper, even though that I'm in this state. In what other state can we be in the upper? When I'm an embryo, for example, what way am I in the upper? In what way? I'm in the dark, closed place, I have nothing, no control over myself in any way, and I accept all of these things gladly. I accept it gladly. Try and imagine this to yourself, that you are in your mother's womb. Are you suffocating? You can't move. You can't do anything. And a womb is a tomb. This is how it's called. And it all depends on how you accept your state. If you accept this as the best possible state, because you're closest to the upper, is there anything closer to the upper than an embryo inside its mother? No. And if I accept that gladly, that I agree to be in the upper, even though that I have nothing, I'm close, squeezed, have nothing but this, the upper. This is how I evaluate him. That becomes the keto to my state. I'm explaining this some more because it concerns us, it's current. Santiago. Santiago.
Este es un estado del Palacio del Rey del Otorgamiento. ¿Y cómo explicamos?
It's a state of the King's Palace of Bestowal. How can we explain this palace as opposed to the womb?
I don't talk about the King's Palace. Where does it say? I don't know what.
No, yo le consulto. Si ese es el estado del Palacio del Rey, del otorgamiento.
I'm asking if this is the state of the King's Palace of Bestowal.
Suppose.
Yo.
That's it?
Tof.
Okay.
La relación después de ese estado del Palacio del Rey, de su otorgamiento, con el útero. Porque pareciera ser que son los opuestos.
Because these things are unrelated. I don't know how to explain. Where did you take the king's palace from? Because it's unrelated to the womb. You yourself are taking different things, tying them together. It's confusing. And now, you want to add to that confusion. So, why is it so? It isn't so. Ita 4.
Rav,
what is Malchut of the Upper One? My 10?
Again?
Ok, ripeto, Rav, cosa significa essere?
What is the meaning
del superiore nella decina?
Of being in the malchut of the upper one in the ten?
Shanachnu mitbatlim klapei abore.
When we annul ourselves toward the Creator and we accept whatever comes from Him as the best possible thing. That's called the Malchut of the Upper. And this turns into the Keter for the Lower. It becomes the best possible state for us. Is there anything better than being connected to the Upper Degree? No, but the Upper Degree is darkness. True. So, what can shine if so? If we wave our vessels of reception and are in the Malchut of the Upper, then we feel that there's plenty of light there. Therefore, when we concede our vessels of reception, then the Malchut of the Upper becomes the Keto for the Lower. Why Keto? Because we have turned our vessels of reception into vessels of bestowal. And then all of this darkness that fills the Malchut of the Upper turns into the light of our Keto.
PT 19.
Rav, you said,
we hear you always. Don't worry. You're worried that we can't hear you. Hear you.
You said that the state is like in the womb. So we have no control of our state. It's like death.
You're in control over your situation. How will you feel? You don't decide on what happens in the upper, but you decide on how, but you determine how will you feel the upper. The upper gives you darkness in your vessels of reception. It's called that you are in the vessels of the upper, and then you feel darkness. Turn your vessels of reception into vessels of bestowal, and you'll feel light. And instead of the Malchut of the Upper, you will invert into the Ketel to the Lower, meaning yours. You won't be connected only to the Malchut of the Upper, but you're in the Malchut of the Upper with the Ketel of the Lower.
What's the feeling of darkness and how do you reach it? When do you reach it?
I can't say, but I remember that the first time I felt it, I ran to Rabash. I told him, I don't know what's going on. It's so much so that you can't even say anything. You're in an abyss. It's like you were thrown into outer space. But there are no stars even. There's an abyss on all sides. No sound, no color, no feeling, but only the feeling of an abyss. And then I remember he said, that's the illumination of the Malchut.
That's scary. How do you come out of something like that?
I just told you how to get out. Come on. You have to put on some ears.
How did you come out of this abyss?
I started saying that I am under the control of the Creator. Is it true?
Yeah.
So don't say yeah. Tell that to yourself, that I am under the control of the Creator, and if I'm under His control, then may this abyss be my home. It's my womb, so I'll be in my womb. Doesn't matter. I am in my womb. Yeah. And what next? By receiving, by accepting the upper that way, where you don't examine him through your vessels of reception, but you want to adhere to him through this attitude of bestowal. By that, he becomes keto. He starts radiating. Instead of this black abyss, suddenly you start feeling love, warmth, a big hug, like a mom hugging you from all sides. This is how you turn from Malchut of the lower, from Keto of the lower to the Malchut of the upper.
Part of the process.
The process is that you've turned your will to receive into the will to bestow.
So it takes time till we reach such states, or?
Can take a minute, second, 10 years, or 30 years.
Thank you.
I'm not kidding. Latin 7.
Querido Rav, la pregunta es de un amigo. Y dice así.
Question from a friend. The state of Malchut of the Upper One. Can we feel it in moments during the work? Or do we have to reach some degree and this feeling remains?
No, this feeling doesn't stay. It passes quickly, but we have to feel it at least once. And afterwards, you'll see. Ashdod.
Thank you, Rav. So, is it precise to say that with the mind we determine how to feel?
Sometimes not, depending on is it your mind, the upper mind of the group? Actually. Okay, you've already asked. Michael, where are we? 15?
Yeah, number 15.
Let's read 15 and then maybe...
15 from Rabash, these candles are sacred. And most important is the prayer. That is, one must pray to the Creator to help him go above reason, meaning that the work should be with gladness, as though he has already been rewarded with reason of Kedusha. And what joy would he feel then? Likewise, he should ask the Creator to give him this power, so he can go above reason of the body. In other words, although the body does not agree to this work in order to bestow, he asks the Creator to be able to work with gladness, as is suitable for one who serves a great king. He does not ask the Creator to show the greatness of the Creator, and then he will work gladly. Rather, he wants the Creator to give him joy in the work of above reason, and it will be as important to a person as if he already has reason.
But not that he has joy from receiving the degree of above reason, but that in the degree of above reason, he can gladden the Creator, meaning not to relate this joy to himself.
Again, 15, from Rabash's article, these candles are sacred. And most important is the prayer. That is, one must pray to the Creator to help him go above reason, meaning that the work should be with gladness.
Meaning that bestowal will be more important than reception. That's called to go in faith above reason.
Meaning that the work should be with gladness, as though he has already been rewarded with the reason of Kedusha. And what joy would he feel then? Likewise, he should ask the Creator to give him this power, so he can go above reason of the body. In other words, although the body does not agree to this work in order to bestow, he asks the Creator to be able to work with gladness, as is suitable for one who serves a great king. He does not ask the Creator to show the greatness of the Creator, and then he will work gladly. Rather, he wants the Creator to give him joy in the work of above reason, that it will be important to a person as if he already has reason.
According to the questions, I see that people are tired. So let's leave it. We finished this part. Let's move on to the next part, and let's talk about something else. I have something to say here. Now we are moving to the introduction to the Book of Zohar. I want to say, it says, thanks to righteous women, did the people of Israel come out of Egypt. Meaning, those who want to come out of their will to receive, in order to bestow, to receive the reforming light called the Torah, to rise above their egoistic degree, they, as it says, are thanks to righteous women, meaning these great big desires that want to be corrected, that demand justice. And therefore, and now I'm turning to men and women, but especially to the men, we have to make sure that our women will connect between them. Not into tens. It's very hard for women, practically impossible. It's only after they receive a strong reforming light. But that they have to connect to dissemination. They have to do dissemination as massive as possible. Women are meant to give birth, to procreate, to multiply all those that are engaged in the wisdom of Kabbalah. Therefore, the connection between them is something secondary that will come only for the sake of dissemination. Therefore, I'm asking, please examine yourselves so that your connection so that their connection will be only for the sake of dissemination, not connection for the sake of connection like men that want to connect, that out of their connection they reveal the Creator. No. Women, they act outside of these boundaries, on the inside. The Creator that settles in the connection between the men, around the men, the women that connect and give the power of dissemination to the external world. And that's how we have to advance. Meaning women are in order to help all of us come out of the in order to receive of Egypt, of the ego. But it's not done by them working in tents like the men do, but that their connection, it has to be, but for the sake of dissemination. This is only what I wanted to add this point, because I saw in the past days that there's still a confusion. They think that they have the same work as men do. Well, and introduction to the Book of Zohar.
Cuánto al corazón le gusta acaparar sobre su cuerpo animal. No se puede ir de este mundo así, pues toda su pasión está en él. Si el corazón elige a la divinidad, junto al grupo llega la amistad, entonces podrá del exilio salir y lo que oculto está revelará. Shealev machlit sherotze elokut derech mutza megale chavarut v'sham hu yotze mitoch hagalut v'hofech et hanistar lagalui. חפץ תמיד לממש את הרצונות, למלא את כל הגחמות. כך ברא אותנו הטבע עם כל הרצונות והתכונות. Si el corazón elige a la divinidad, junto al grupo llega la amistad, entonces podrá del exilio salir y lo que oculto está revelará. Shealev machlit sherotze elokut derech mutza megale chavarut v'sham hu yotze mitoch hagalut v'hofech et hanistar lagalui. Lelo 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 la lelo 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 la lelo 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 la. Shealev machlit sherotze elokut derech mutza megale chavarut entonces podrá del exilio salir y lo que oculto está revelará. Shealev machlit sherotze elokut junto al grupo llega la amistad v'sham hu yotze del exilio salir v'hofech et hanistar lagalut.